Well, what about pasteurization? Does that matter?
Well, if you pasteurize them, you're killing a lot of the good stuff, and you're actually beginning to convert the good cholesterol into the bad cholesterol. You do not want to be heating cholesterol, but 95% of testosterone is cholesterol. 95% of estrogen is cholesterol. 95% of your adrenal hormones is cholesterol. 95% of your white matter of your brain is cholesterol. And so you really, really, really have to take good care of it and make sure you get plenty of it. And I first learned that in 1969 when I did an autopsy on two wild sheep from North Africa, north of the Atlas Mountains. They were only in captivity in the United States for 2 months, George. And they both died 3 days apart, did the autopsies on them. And they had 90% plaque in their arteries.
Jeez.
And I said, well, where are these sheep getting their cholesterol? They're not eating eggs. They're not eating butter. They're not eating meat. And so I analyzed their food, which is just mixed grain and some hay and grass. It turns out that the grain they were being fed was held in a metal drum inside of a metal barn for 2 years before they gave it to them. And the heat during the summertime oxidized the wheat germ oil in the wheat, and that caused free radical damage to the arteries and caused the plaque in the arteries. I wrote that. They wouldn't publish it in American cardiology journals, so I had to go to Denmark and get it published in Denmark.
That could happen to humans, too, then, couldn't it?
Well, that is exactly what happens. Salad dressings, cooking oils, olive oil, MCT oils, canola oil, corn oil, soy oil. Those are the things that cause plaque in your arteries, not cholesterol.